And Iran's Navy is conducting the second stage of the main phase of its naval drills, codenamed Velayat 94. Drills are underway in the Sea of Oman and northern part of the Indian Ocean. Now, during the drills, Iranian commandos launch attacks on hypothetical enemy's units using speedboats, combat vessels, and rocket launcher ships. They destroyed the enemy's vessels and prevented their advance. Seaborne and heliborne operations were also conducted. Main phase of Velayat 94 drills began on Tuesday and covers four stages in total. Tactical phase was carried out a day earlier. Naval maneuvers will come to an end on January 31st. Iran says exercises are aimed at displaying its ability to establish security in the Sea of Oman and northern Indian Ocean. We're going to swing down there now, and there we're joined by Press TV correspondent Amir Mehdi Kazemi to get the latest. Now, out of Konarak, Amir Mehdi, can you please give us the latest there, bud?
Well, of course, Daniel, today marks the second, today marks the second day of the tactical phase of the Velayat 94 Navy drill, which includes a large part of the Iranian Navy active from the eastern part of the Strait of Hormuz to the north of the Oman Sea, and also in international waters from the north of the Indian Ocean down to the 10-degree latitude, which is somewhere below the Gulf of Aden. This shows that the Iranian Navy is actually trying to expand its wings in order to maintain security and stability in a region which, according to Iran and many other countries in this region, is considered as one of the main and most strategic transportation hubs, both for energy and crude oil that passes through the Persian Gulf, and also a lot of commercial vessels that traverse in this region in order to ship commodities to different parts of the world. At the same time, the Islamic Republic of Iran regards this as a show of its military might. Today, on the second day of the tactical maneuver of the Velayat 94, different commando units of the Iran's Navy Marine Commandos are engaged in different war games. And for that, I'm now joined by Brigadier General Ali Hamzeh Kavyani, the commander of the Iranian Marines Commando Unit. خیلی متشکرم از اینکه با ما صحبت کردید. امیر کاویانی، لطفاً برای ما توضیح بدید که امروز در این مرحله از رزمایش
What are the latest developments of today's drills and what is on the agenda? In the name of God, hello and greetings to the dear viewers. Let me tell you that in this phase of the maneuvers, which based on the projected plans, the mock enemy, which has intended to infiltrate into Iranian territorial waters, the mock enemy was repelled through the fires by the speedboats of the Iranian commando units, and also the most of the enemy units, mock enemy units, were destroyed. Again, in the later stages, the enemy intended to infiltrate into the coastal waters of the Iranian of Iran and capture parts of the coastal, but in territorial waters, but through mine operations and through different speed vessels, the greatest, most of the enemy forces were tackled. The enemy, which actually was trying hard, mock enemy, was trying hard to capture and seize the coast through different rocket, artillery, short-range missiles and all that, they were destroyed. And part of the forces which managed to reach this coast, they were tackled also through recapture operation through an amphibious operation by the Iranian Marine Commandos, also through surface and air operations, and through different aircraft and parachuters, and different marine operations were conducted. Also, aircraft were involved, the speedboats were involved in the operation, amphibious vessels were involved. The enemy forces were tackled and were defeated, and the enemy forces were destroyed. Our message to the enemy, to our enemies and to the regional states is this. Our message to friendly countries in the region is one of peace and security, especially the Iranian Navy is capable enough to ensure security in the high seas, in the Strait of Hormuz, and also the in the Indian Ocean, especially the north of Indian Ocean. Our message to the enemy is a tough and crushing one. Any enemy which intends to encroach upon our territorial waters and endanger our resources and interests will meet crushing response by the Iranian Navy, and especially the Marine commandos of the Navy, which are very well prepared and are fully prepared. Could you please tell us about the actually what arms and ammunition and equipment were used in this phase of maneuvers? As in these maneuvers you saw, it involves different types of domestically made and modern weapons, including a smart coast-to-sea rockets, different types of artillery ammunition, speedboats made by Iran and also by local industries, as well as different types of actually destructive weapons which they can hit any target from the coast. Thank you very much.
So, as the general referred to, right now, as we speak, different Marine Commando units of the Iranian Navy are engaged in this phase of the war games. But we also have news that later on this afternoon, the war games will continue on the second day for different units that include torpedo launching and rocket launching units from sea and from land to sea, and also different parts of the Navy's aviation unit will also conduct a number of operations that will include the torpedo launching from helicopters and also mine sweeping and mine laying by helicopters at sea. Back to you.
Thank you, Amir Mehdi Kazemi. You truly get the most exciting job assignments here. That's Amir Mehdi Kazemi joining us out of Konadak, Press TV correspondent out of the Sea of Oman and northern part of Indian Ocean, where the Iranian Navy is conducting the Velayat 94 maneuvering drills.